I'm going to try to finish Mogen Ovis, at least a koponim. We left off last week at the end of Mogen Ovis. We'll try to finish off the nekudos that we left off. We spoke last week about Amadushne Oinik. We'll go back a little bit to talk about Noida Lishmoy B'chol Yom Tomet Me'ein Abarachis. What this means, Me'ein Abarachis. Which way the Me'ein Abarachis goes. The Shara Tshuva says we should say V'noide L'shmoy B'chol Yom Tomid Me'ein Abarachis. The Me'ein Abarachis should go up on Me'kara. Poshut, the Taich in Me'ein Abarachis is based on a Gemara in Masechtes Barachis, Daf Mem Omid Beis. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom V'chi B'yom Mevarchen Oysay U'Balayla Ein Mevarchen Oysay Ela B'chol Yom V'yom Ten Loi Me'en B'rchoysav. What does it mean? Rashi says, Me'en b'chayisov, Shabbos, Me'en Shabbos, Yom Tov, Me'en Yom Tov. So that means, Me'en Abrachis. That's the Poshet, the Taich. But I still don't understand where this comes in the V'noide L'shmoy. The V'noide L'shmoy has to do with Moedim. If so, why do we say over here the Me'en Abrachis? I saw another Pshat in a Sefer Lechem Rav, and I will say another the Kipshat. It says in two Svarim this Pshat, and they both say the same Pshat, and it's a Hafla de Kipshat. That means a person is Makir, that we don't understand all the Tovis that the Rebbeinu Shem does with him. We spoke yesterday in the Shir in Yankiv, a Gemara Nida, Lois and Aflois Gedolis Levadai. A person doesn't even know the Nisim that the Rebbeinu Shem does with him. Is a Mela, we say to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Me'ena Barachis. I don't have an asaga to give shvach and edah to Rebbeinu Shalom on all the tovos that Rebbeinu Shalom does with me. I can only give on some of them. Tipa minayam. So that's why I say only me'ein abrachis. Me'ein abrachis. I can't say an edah shlema. I can only say an edah me'ein abrachis to see what I understand. I don't know the tova of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's a very nice pshat. But be'etzem, if this is the pshat, why don't we say this a whole week? Why a whole week don't we say that our Hidah to Rebbeinu Shalom is only Me'ein Abrachis? Why, punkt on Shabbos, do we say that our Hidah to Rebbeinu Shalom is only V'noide L'shmoy B'chol Yom Tomid Me'ein Abrachis? Why only on Shabbos? For this, we will go to a Nekuda that is not B'mekoymoy, but Afal Piken. In Keser on Shabbos, we say, Aye Mekayim Kvedai La'aritzei. We say, where is the kavod of Rebbeinu Shalom La'aritzei? A whole week, we don't say that. A whole week we say, Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzvokos Melech Al-Aretz Kvedai, Lumosa Meshabchim Ve'emrim. Or becomes Shabbos, we say Melech Al-Aretz Kvedai, and we say, Aye Mekayim Kvedai. What is the reason that on Shabbos we say, Aye Mekayim Kvedai? And the Rebbe from the Lublin says, that on Shabbos Kedish, the Olam is having an Aliyah, and they're Matik, the Ur more, and they have an Asaga, that even though Malek Al-Aretz Kvedai, it's Nelam. A whole week, we think that we know, Aye Mekayim Kvedai, we say, Malek Al-Aretz Kvedai. Shabbos, Ayid is Matik, and the Malachim are Matik, Aye Mekayim Kvedai. That means, the Asaga on Shabbos of Amalek, is also that he doesn't understand everything. I think that that's exactly the nekuda of Me'ein Abrachis. A ganze Woche Retzach Hayid Ein. I know everything the Rebbeinu Shalom does to me. I'm yoytze with my Haidah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. I'm yoytze what I say to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shabbos Hayid is makir that I really don't know what the Rebbeinu Shalom does with me. I get a bigger asag in the Rebbeinu Shalom Shabbos. I realize I don't really understand what the Rebbeinu Shalom does with me. And I say that whatever I do, I say for the Rebbeinu Shalom, is only me'ein ha'idois, me'ein ha'brachis. It's not really all the brachis, because I don't understand everything. A whole week, I don't understand that. A whole week, I don't have that asaga. That asaga comes together with the Heilige Shabbos. Azei dachtzime kemen lernen. Another pshat I saw in these words, me'ein oidois, sachtidish pshat, oh, it's a very, very good pshat. V'noide l'shmoy b'chol yoim tomet. B'chol yoim tomet means I'm going to go and be moide to Rebbeinu Shalom always. V'noide l'shmoy b'chol yoim tomet. And we will hear it here also in Nuah Saga, that the only way that I have an ability to be noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid is only with the koyach of Shabbos Kodesh. Because of Shabbos. Because of the koyach of Shabbos. Therefore, I have the ability to be noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid. If not for Shabbos, I wouldn't be able to be noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid. Shabbos, I take the ability that I'm going to be noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid. And even if I don't, even for a whole week, I'm not going to be noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom, but at least I'm a kabbalah of myself Shabbos to do it. Because now I have the behiris adas that I'm going to be noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid. It comes in the middle of the week, I'm an oynis, I don't realize, I get caught up in my sheshes yimei ha'maisa. But Shabbos, a yid has to be machlit by himself, that this coming week, I'm going to be noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid. I'm going to say they're going to be realized, the toivis of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and keseder I'm going to bring out is toiva. If so, we will say pshat like this, noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid. And that is the mayon of the brachos. As much as a person says, I do to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's how much he has the kval, the mayon of bracha. Noyde l'shmoy b'chol yom tamid, and that causes the mayon of brachos. That brings out that the brachos should be a mayon, should be a kval. Meaning that the inyan of Eidah to Ribbono Shel Olam opens up the kval. And we know that that's what it says by Leah. Leah said, Apam oides Hashem, Natalti yose mechelki, and it says, Vatamoid miledes. So the Heilige Rebbe from the Blin, because she didn't say enough, she only said on the past, she wasn't mispalel on the future. And that shuts down the Mekoira Bracha. But when a person says Oido together with a Tvila, that opens the Shefa. That's the Me'ena Brachas. If an Oido b'chol yom tomit, Amri Oido to Ribbono Shel Olam on a steady oifen. An Oido that has with it together with a Tvila, that'll open up the Bracha. Now we will end Magen Avos, and we will spend the time on learning Pshat in Zecher L'Maisa Bereshis. And we will learn Dvarim that are Negeya to Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We will learn a Pshat that it says in Svasemes on Shabbos Shuva, Dvarim Neiroim Ad Mi'oid, what it means Zecher L'Maisa Bereshis. If not that I would see the Kasha in Sosemes, we wouldn't be able to ask this question. Sosemes asks a question in Shnas, Tov Resh Mem Ches Shabbos Shuva. What does it mean, Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis? You need a Zeicher for something that doesn't exist. If something doesn't exist, you want to remember it, you take a remembrance. Achmona Litzlon, a person wants to remember somebody passed away. He has a Chefetz. Oh, it reminds him of the person. He went to a Medina. He brings home something as a remembrance. Why? He wants to remember what he took there. So he brings home something from, he comes back if there's a tourist. But Ma'ase Bereishis exists in front of us. What does it mean? Zeicher L'Ma'ase Bereishis. Shabbos does Zeicher for Ma'ase Bereishis? You have Ma'ase Bereishis right in front of your eyes. What does it mean? Zeicher L'Ma'ase Bereishis? A very simple question. We don't ask such questions. We don't think. But the questions are poshut the question. He asks, Einu Mubin, Ki Adar Rabba, Ma'aseh Bereishis is here. And he asks more than that. What does it mean, Zeicher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis? Shabbos is a Zeicher for Ma'aseh Bereishis? Whole Ma'aseh Bereishis is only for Shabbos. Shabbos is Tachlis Ma'aseh Shemayim V'Oretz. Shabbos is the Tachlis of Ma'aseh Shemayim V'Oretz. Zeicher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis means, Ki Ilu, the Iker is Bereishis, and Shabbos is a remembrance of Bereishis. The remembrance is an Iker. A person doesn't bring home a souvenir, the country, he brings home a souvenir, a kleinigkeit. And that souvenir reminds him of the Iker. So if Shabbos is a Zeicher of Ma'aseh Bereishis, in other words, what's the Iker? Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ah, Zeicher, Shabbos. Fakert. Shabbos is Tachlis, the Ma'aseh Shemayim V'Oretz. How can you say on Shabbos, Zeicher L'Ma'aseh Bereishis? And he tells us, Einor Dikizach. Mishnah it says, Basara Mamores Nivra Olam. Aloy b'mayim echad yochel libaros, elo k'dei litn sachatayv l'tzadikim, the paramin reshoim, which means the following, that in the maimer of Bereishis, everything was clear. There was achdus, was clear. You saw the Bereishis, you saw clear that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. The mamoros went into Hester that there should be avodah. that it shouldn't be clear that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. There should be a work for tzaddikim. There should be work for Rishayim. That's what the Inyan of the Asara Mamoris is. Zok the Heiliges Tasemes Zikara in Zecher Lemaiseh Bereishis means half love of fella. Shabbos, you go back to the Bereishis Naimim Maimer and you could see the Reishis in the Bria. Not the Maiseh Bereishis of Sheishis Yimei Bereishis. Zecher Lemaiseh Bereishis goes back on the Klolistika Sio Bereishis Nami Maimer. And you have the ability, Shabbos, to go back to that Achtus, to that Reishis of Bereishis Nami Maimer. Hafla de Kipshat Nusasemes. Which means that that's the Koyach of Shabbos, of seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria. Shabbos, you have the ability of seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam through the Helam. A whole week, there's a Haloma in the Bria. There's Hester in the Bria. You don't see that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the Bria. That's the word Oilam. Oilam the Chidushirim teaches. It says Be'emes before the Chidushirim. Oilam is from the Lashon. Helam, from the Lashon that's not clear. Shabbos is Me'en Oilam Haba. It's a different Helam Shabbos. It's not the Helam of Oilam Hazeh. It's the Helam of Oilam Haba. A Helam that should be able to get Schar. But that you should see that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. Of course you could see that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world on Shabbos. Because it's Zecher Lemaiseh Bereishis. The Bereishis comes out on Shabbos. The Bereishis comes out on Shabbos. That's what comes out on Shabbos. If so, we're going to connect what we learned last week to what we're learning now. We learned last week on La'am Medushne Oinek, three Pshatim and Ramami Pano. One Pshat on Ramami Pano we learned that Medushne Oinek means from Loshen that the Rebbe Shem cleans up on Shabbos. Medushne Oinek, he takes off all the Shmutz. Medushne Oinek, he cleans us on Shabbos. That's what we learned last week. That goes together now with Zeicher Lemaiseh Bereishis. Why is Shabbos a time when a Yid has the ability to do tshuva? What is the reason why a person has an ability to do tshuva? Let us understand that tshuva means going back to the Shoresh. That's where tshuva comes from. Tshuva means going back. Going back to where? Where am I going back to? I'm not going into a simpler explanation. I want to understand clearly what it means. I'm returning. Returning to where am I returning when I do tshuva? I'm returning to the Reishis of the Bria, where there was no chet whatsoever. I'm returning to the Maimer of Bereishis when I do tshuva. I'm going back all the way to the Shoresh. What day gives us that koyach to go back to the Reishis which was pure, the Reishis which had no negia to Olam Hazeh? Shabbos gives us that koyach. So that's the hemshech. La'am midushnei oinek. We learned last week. La'am midushnei oinek means that it's clean. It's cleaned off. What gives us the koyach? Why Shabbos do we give the koyach to clean off? Because Shabbos we go back all the way to the Reishis. Shabbos we go back to the Reishis of the Bria. I think the Dover be'itoy matoiv, we have to use this to understand a little bit that if Shabbos falls out Yom Kippur, it's a bigger Yom Kippur. It's not the same Yom Kippur when Shabbos falls out Yom Kippur. I don't remember in which Sefer I saw it, but I saw in a Sefer that's Me'orer, a Me'orer d'Kasaga, that every place where the Gemara talks about the Begamin Shabbat in Yom Kippur, the Gemara says it happened b'Shabbos Shechaliyas, Yom Kippur, when Shechaliyas b'Shabbos. When the Gemara wants to say a Yom Kippur that was Nischalol, the Gemara uses Yom Kippur Shechaliyas b'Shabbos. So me the Toiv Meruba, a Yom Kippur that Chaliyas b'Shabbos is a greater Yom Kippur. If Legav a Chilul we say that the Chilul happened on a Yom Kippur Shechaliyas b'Shabbos, which means not only was it Yom Kippur, it was even Shabbos, so one has to realize on the other side that a Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos is a greater Yom Kippur. Why is that? Because Shabbos is a Zecher Lemaiseh Bereishis. And it gives us the help to do tshuva. It gives us the ability to go back to the Reishis, to go all the way back to the Maimon HaMe'Bereishis. And the emes is, we can even use a little bit more that Yom Kippur has a shaychus to it, and we have a double koyach. We know that it says in Tanur Be'eliyahu that the 10 days of Aseres Yimei Tshuva are keneged da'asara mamorais. And keneged da'asara mamorais, Svarim tell us you don't start from Bereishis. You start from the end going up. That means it goes from the last mimer to a bigger gilui, to a bigger gilui. And when it comes Yom Kippur, which mimer comes out on Yom Kippur? The mimer of Bereishis. So Mamele, if it falls out on Shabbos, we have a greater koyach to go back to the mimer of Bereishis. Because Shabbos itself is a zeich al amayis of Bereishis. So together with Shabbos, we have a greater ability to return to the Bereishis when it falls out on Shabbos on Yom Kippur. So we have one nekuda of what Zecher L'maiseh Bereishis means. Zecher L'maiseh Bereishis means Zecher to the Mimer of Bereishis. The Sasemes in Parashas Vayetze tells us more than that. Not only do we go back to the Mimer of Bereishis, no, it could even be more than that. And maybe we have to learn Pashat Pshat. Chazal tell us that Tshuva is Kodma Li'olam. Tshuva is Kodma Li'olam. Tshuva was before the world. Let us look at a very interesting Ga'ara of the Sasemes. Every week has 6 days and a Shabbos. So it's a cycle of 6 and 7. Comes Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we have a new cycle. We have a cycle of 10 days. And the 10th day is Shabbos. What does that mean? So if the Heilige Sasemes, that in Aseres Yemei Tshuva, there is a Zgalus of Yemei Kedem. There's something called Yemei Kedem. The 3 yomim that aren't nizgala in the Bria. There's Be'emes Esa Sviros. There's 3 Sviros that are higher than the Midas. The Yimei HaMaisa are connected to Sheva Midas. So in the normal world, there's only nizgala the Sheva Midas. It comes, a Seres Yimei Tshuva, there comes a nizgalas of Yimei Kedem, Lamaila Mi Bria, more than the Bria. It becomes even Lamaila Mi Bria, even of the Sholosh Rishonis. Zok the Heilige Sasemes in Parshas Vayetze that Zecher Lamaise Bereishis means we go back to before the Bereishis. That's what means Zecher Lamaise Bereishis. To the man that was before Bria. We go back to Koidim Bria. What's Koidim Bria? Tshuva Koidma Le'olam. Tshuva, you have to go back to before Bria. Tshuva has no Mokim in Bria. How do you have Tshuva? Tshuva is Kodma Le'olam. In Bria, there's Kilkul. How do you misakin Kilkul? You have to go out of the world to be misakin Kilkul. Let me tell you a Pasha Tezach. The Chidushirim said that there's a Sefer called Elima. And in that Sefer it says that there's a Keli that could pick up the whole world. But the only way that you could use that Keli is if you're on the outside of the world. Because if you're inside the world, you can't pick it up. It's a dvarim pshutim. In the inside, you can't pick up the world. You have to be outside to pick up the world. Elechzav nochme. Tshuva, you can't be mitzak in the world if you're on the inside. You can't fix something from the inside. You have to be on the outside to fix something. So how do you do tshuva? You have to go outside the world to do tshuva. That means tshuva kodme le'olam. It fixes from the outside. From the outside, you can fix the whole picture. Because you're outside the picture. So that's the koyach of tshuva, to go kodme le'olam. When do you go kodme le'olam? Teres Yimei Tshuva, you go Kodma Le'olam. And in every Shabbos, there's a Zecher L'maaseh Bereishis of going Kodma Le'olam. And that's the Koyach to do Tshuva. With this, we will understand a piece of Sasemes that I think I say over every year, but today I have a new Havana in it. The Sasemes says, Ein Yom Kippurim Mechaper Ad She'iratza Es Chaveiroi. Why? Especially, Rav Yosef Gikoltayo says, that it means that Yom Kippur is not mechaper on averishim in Odom lamokoy, unless Yom Ratzah Chaveiroi on Ben Odom lachaveiroi. As I state in Pirish Harif and in Yankiv, and as they bring to Michtav Melio from Yosef Kikultaya, that Yom Kippur is not mechaper at Shei Ratzah Chaveiroi. Not on that. That's poshut, it's not mechaper on that Aveira. It's not mechaper on any Aveira at Shei Ratzah Chaveiroi. Why? Hido a sefer that a chosid of the Sasemes wrote, things that he heard from Sasemes. And he brings a word, a noyredike word. Because to be meratza asayne, that you really believe that you're right, is not apiteva. You can't do it apiteva. It's against the teva of a person. No person that's tivius could be meratza eschaveiroi. It's lemaila mederech ha-teva to go be meratza eschaveiroi that you believe that you're right. And that pu'ula has to be done in order to have a shaykhis to Yom Kippur that the Sasemes. Not the Yiratzah Chaveiroi is only the Ben Odom L'Chaveiroi Shaboi. That's not the inyan. The inyan is you have to do something lamaila mederech hateva to be a keli for the Eir of Yom Kippur. We understand it meiridik. Because if we understand that tshuva, you have to go out of this world to do tshuva. You have to be on the outside to fix the picture. You have to have a shaykhus to tshuva kodma li'olam. You have to have a shaykhus to be kedem to be misaken the yomim that are in the world. Which way do you go out? Chazal wa magala. Chazal wa magalas. You know how you go outside the world to do the fixing of the world? With that pu'ula of Ritzius Chaveiroi, you have the ability to pick yourself up outside of the world, and then you have a shaykhus to tshuva called Meliyaylam, and then you can fix everything in the world because you're on the outside. And once you're on the outside, you can do everything, fix everything. That's the nekud of Yiratzas Chaveiroi. And a mela, a person has to realize, we always take the easy job. Yiratzas Chaveiroi, we take the easy Yiratzas Chaveiroi. We try to rationalize that this person doesn't mean, this person I'm right, this person I don't have to ask over. After hearing this chasemes, it gives us a neurodic oblique that Shirazes Chavera means I'm right and I have a time at Yenem and I'll be there Chateva, I don't have to go to Yenem. Over the Eivish the Fodit that have a Shaykhus to Yom Kippur, pick yourself up higher than Teva, be Mevatel, your whole Tivius, do something that's more than Teva, and then you'll have the Kesher to the Koyach of Yom Kippur. That's what lies in it. And we're just going to repeat again that when we talk about Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis, every single Shabbos has in it a Nekuda of Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Every single Shabbos has in it a Nekuda of Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. Maybe there's a few more minutes and we finished Mogen Avos. We'll talk in Nekuda, a Matana that the Ribbono Shel Olam, I think, gave me to have a shtikel avono and a shtikel avoido of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We spoke Shabbos Tshuva about the nekuda that Aseret Yemei Tshuva, one of our greatest chusim on Yom Kippur, is that we're better than the goyish world. That alone, that we're better than the goyish world, gives us a very big chus on Yom Kippur. That's one of the greatest chusim that we have on Yom Kippur. In Shulchan Aruch it says, then it comes Aseret Yemei Tshuva, one has to be nizer in paspalter. Most people today don't understand this Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because we live in a world that's called a moedik chachmadik world. We're truthful people. We don't live bluff. We're very truthful. I am as a mensch. And that's what I am. So I'm going to eat next week paspalter. I ate a week ago paspalter. What's pshat naseres yemei tshuva? I shouldn't eat paspalter. There's two explanations in it. Explanation one is that the Shulchan Aruch understood that if you won't eat paspalta aseres yemei tshuva, you won't go back to it. That's one thing that says in Shulchan Aruch, that the inyan of aseres yemei tshuva takes a person back to a higher level, and he'll understand afterwards to stay with that. That's one thing. A second thing that lies in this Shulchan Aruch is every single person here understands that a person acts differently when he walks into a palace of a king. Every person understands that. That's not bluff. In a palace of a king, you act differently. Dirshu Hashem bi motzei means we're now in the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. Hashem Yitzbarach is mamtzi himself in Aseres Yemei Tshuva. When we're in the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence, we act differently. So that is no kasha that I'm a bluffer. I'm not a bluffer. When I'm in the palace of the king, I act differently. It's mechayev and under an organ Aseres Yemei Tshuva. This is a very important nekuda. Because that means that our whole anhag has to change Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Because you're now in the palace of the king. You have to remember the whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva is being motzi. That's a moedik in the kuda to remember. But what I want to bring out is Azan Kuda. Shabbos Kedesh, we say Motzi Shabbos and Amavdals, we say Kama Avdolis. Amavdol ben Kedesh Lechel, ben Yisrael Amem, ben Yom HaShvi, L'Shesh Shmei HaMaisa. Kedesh Lechel, and Shvi L'Shesh Shmei HaMaisa makes sense. Kodesh and Chol, Shabbos and Shesh Shmei HaMaisa are Kodesh L'Chol. Yisrael L'Amim could also be Kodesh and Chol. But what does it have to do with Shabbos? What does it have to do with Shabbos? I think there's a Dovah Poshet Admiyot that a Yid Shabbos, one of the avoidance that a Yid has to have Shabbos is be makir more the chilek between a Yid and a Goy. And that's why Shabbos a Goy is b'munuchosei lo yishkinu ha'areinam. A goy Shabbos has no mokim in Ganson, because the Avdolim in Yisrael La'amim comes out more on Shabbos. That's why it belongs taka in the Amavdu. So Shabbos be'etzem brings out the Avdolah ben Yisrael Amim. And whenever the Avdolah ben Yisrael Amim becomes greater, the Kedushin Klal Yisrael becomes greater. It's a Dover Poshet that says in Sasemis, the Rebbeinu was Goynes, the Eir Agonis. Why was he Goynes, the Eir Agonis? Because the Rishon shouldn't use it. So that means whenever there's anybody that can have a Shaychis, the Eir gets less. So the less Hevdel there is between us and the Goyish world, the less we can get an Eir. So Shabbos, that it comes down a bigger Eir, the Avdolah has to be greater. So the Avdolah ben Yisrael Amim on Shabbos has to be a greater Avdolah. Why does it have to be a greater Avdolah? Because if not, we can be Nana from that Eir. Because the Goy is also going to be Nana. So the Mechitza has to be greater. And if the Mechitza is greater, then we can have more Kedusha. That's why Shabbos fodded a bigger Avdolah ben Yisrael Amim. Dach Tzichmir Anaya Asaga. If Aseres Yimei Tshuva is Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotzei, Taviyochel, the Ur is bigger than Aseres Yimei Tshuva. It's an Ur that has a Shaychus, let's say, Yitzhar Agonis, there is even a Makar to it, but let's not even go that far. The Ur in Aseres Yimei Tshuva is the Ur of B'Yimotzei. If the Goy is going to be close to you in Aseres Yimei Tshuva, you're not going to be able to have the Yimotzei. The Shmir of Paspalter is not only not to eat Paspalter. It's not only the eating of paspalter that's a problem. See, the archoka for the goyish welt that you should be able to have the b'yimotzei. And dachtzemil, das agute teretz, why in unsere gassen, zet menish kan aseres yimei tshuva, menish margish kan aseres yimei tshuva, doesn't even feel that it's aseres yimei tshuva. You don't even see that it's aseres yimei tshuva. Nisht in the bote b'drashes, nisht in the gass. Bechlal nish, why not? Weil mir zen leben na goyish welt. Mir zen fagoyisht. There can't be kind of being motzei when the goy is in us. Aseres Yimei Tshuva, one has to separate himself from the goyish world. One has to make a mechitza between himself and the goyish world. The more the mechitza is greater, the greater you can feel to be motzei. He motzei is tolui in the mechitza ben Yisrael la'amim. And Aseres Yimei Tshuva, I'm all the Yidin Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and gizitz a besmedish a ganzen tag. For what? Aber hat sich mit dem Gas, als er sich mit Tshuva. Es mordelt mit dem Gas, als er sich mit Tshuva. Spielt man die Bayer Eilam. Spielt man die Behemotzei. But if you don't mordel yourself from the Gas, you're not margish the Behemotzei. That's the void of Shabbos. Shabbos, if one wants to be margish, Kedush is Shabbos. The Gas has to be Memenu or the Hala, as far away from him. He can't be margish, Kedush is Shabbos. If you bring the Gas, Arayin Ishtuva and Shabbos, that doesn't go together with Kedush is Shabbos. That's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is makhrit zayin zich from the gas. Then the kedusha of Shabbos comes into the house. The doyrosam, the dirosam. It comes, the house becomes the skadish of kedusha Shabbos. That's the amavdu ben Yisrael la'amim that lies in the amavdu ben Yom Shvi l'sheshes Yimei Hamaisa. That's one thing. And the same is true for Aseres Yimei Tshuva, for Yom Kippur. That if one realizes that the Abdullah ben Yisrael la'amim is the greatest, that's what we know. We know when we grew up as children, when we grew up as children, one of the greatest nisyonos on Yom Kippur was as the great games used to fall out on Yom Kippur. And ich habe keinem nicht verstanden, was die Yetzer hat gemacht. Ich verstehe sehr gut, was die Yetzer hat gemacht. Let me tell you a neue Sache. Lernt euch auf die Zorahind. Mir dachte ich, that a person that's a fan of a goy, is over love the rise of Loisachonim. As I dacht to me, I want somebody to argue with me. Halavai kem alam etzchuz zayim fayim kip of Klal Yisrael. If a person nehmt a grobe schwarze, am a nubel, an oizvav, and he holds for him, and favos, and he holds for him, and he doors him, and he hangs up his picture in his room, favos, because this is shein, so he's giving a goy chein. Dos steht Loisachonim, loisitin lem chein. I don't know why I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, halavai should be wrong. Halavai should be wrong. Kolshkin, the Kolshkin, when we go away from baseball players, we there you could say he adores his koyach, not the person. But when you go to singers, Rachman al-Itzlan, and when you go to other things that people hang up in their rooms, Nachtzema, Ados geten ein and I love the rice of Nisit and Lemchein, and Medav Chapendos. But the Rebbein Shula, the Sitra Achrat, Gitan Amur, the Kizach, he makes Yom Kippur, that he should be interested in what's going on in the Goyish world, and that stirs the whole Kedushas Yom Kippur, because Kedush Yom Kippur is totally in Avdolah ben Yisrael la'amim. Not interesting what's going on in the Goyish world. Ayid, it's in Sharizki trait, in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought. Shlofen and Besmedish Yom Kippur. to Memegyo, to Memegnisht. How many people stay in this medrash all night Yom Kippur today? It's a ganze simen in Shulchan Aruch. It's a ganze sif in Shulchan Aruch. We may schlufen in this medrash. A chazen zol nish schlufen. Zol yo gein schlufen. Der zol nish gein schlufen. Wie me meg schlufen. Man zol zogen shir zish boch is a ganze nacht. Why? Weil jeder nish da reis gegangen für this medrash Yom Kippur. He separated himself from the street. Also hört er magisch gewehr kedushas Yom Kippur. So man darf chappen, dat a weide von Yom Kippur, dat a chonne von Yom Kippur, is auf dole ben Yisrael amem, and that's how we yoinik from the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. Don't tell your students that I...